What's up, Affiliate Empire? Today I want to show you a little something about compound interest, which is the addition of interest to the principal sum of loan or deposit, which means you have a little bit of money in your investment, and then all of the interest that you make on your investment, you add on to your initial investment, and then all that money just starts on and keeping making money and money and money and money. So here's my house, and here's my four-bay shop that I bought when I was 24 years old. Now, when I was 24 years old, I had a problem. And that problem was not thinking past today or tomorrow. You know, I was making good money, and I had my house, and I had a Chevelle parked in here, and I had enough money to go out on Friday night, and I had enough money to make or take girls out on dates. I was happy. You know, I was making big money at a young age. I was working hard for it, and I didn't care about a couple hundred dollars here or a couple hundred dollars there. I was stupid. I wasn't thinking long term. I was thinking short term. I wasn't thinking past Friday night. Now, this was a four-bay shop. I had an entrance here, I had an entrance here, and then I had an entrance here, and I had an entrance here. It was cut off halfway with a little bitty door in between. Now, I had my Chevelle parts here, and I had all my tools that I was proud of, and I had a roommate, which was smart. Thank you. Thank you, 23-year-old me. And he had a car, which was parked here. So the deal we made for his astronomically cheap rent at the time, I can't remember what it was, like $500 a month, because I had lots of money and I didn't care. $500 a month for his room and for two bays of a shop, 200 square feet, I believe. There, no, sorry. 400 square feet there, 400 square feet there, 800 square feet total. His deal for $500 a month was a room and a shop. He got the back half and I got the front half. My driveway came in like this, so I had the more handy half, and he had the back half, which was great. Nothing was parked in it. So what I should have done was rent out this back half, close off this little door. You know, hindsight's always 20/20, but the reason that you guys are in this group is to show you the way that you should be thinking. And if I would have thought this way back then, I would be way further ahead than I am now. But I can't do anything to change the past. All I can do is use it as an example. So what we should have done is parked my Chevelle here, parked his Camaro there, and been happy with our little shop. And I should have rented this out. Back then, let's go on the low side and say $300 a month. I probably could have got $500 a month, but let's just say, for the sake of this, that I could have rented out this back, the two back bays of this shop for $300 a month. Now, I didn't care about $300. I didn't, because I, like I said, I could afford everything that I wanted. I had my car, I had my house, I was paying my bills, I was going out, I was taking out the ladies, I was doing whatever I wanted. I didn't care about $300. $3,000, okay, we'll talk. $300, I don't care about that. But my mistake was in thinking that $300 doesn't matter, because we did this for 5 years. So I'm just going to show you a little bit of simple math. This was 9 years ago. If I would have started when I bought my house 9 years ago, closing this door with a sheet of plywood and then charging out this back, I mean, we're not even going to talk about what it would be worth today. Well, my house has totally changed, but what it would have been worth up until a few years ago when I changed everything on my property, you know, that might have been worth $600 or $700 a month. Let's just say, for the sake of this conversation, it stays at $300 forever. Now, my roommate lived with me for 5 years. So $300 times 12, the very first year would have been $3,600. Not anything huge, maybe would have made me think about it, but 23-year-old me was stupid, probably wouldn't have thought about it. But we can make 10% on that with a little bit of shopping around, find a good investment, which is another $360. Now, compound interest, you take this 360 and you add it into there. So now it's 3960 coming into the next year. And then 12 months later, we have another 360. No, sorry, that's my interest rate. Get rid of that. We have another $300 times 12 months equals $3,600, which equals plus 3960, $7,560. This is in year two. Now, we're still making our 10%. So 10% of $7,560 is $756. Now, let's add that together. We're at $8,316 coming into year number three. And then, oh, guess what? In year three, we have another $3,600 added together. Equals $11,916 times our 10% because it's invested. Ooh, now we're making $1,191.60 on our 10% return on our money, which started from $300 a month, which I didn't care about because I'm an idiot. And that was 9 years ago. We're at year three here and we're at $11,000, 12 grand here. I didn't care about 3 grand. I would have turned my head for 12 grand. And that was, we're at 6 years ago now. What would that be at now? We can do the math, but use your imagination. 50 grand, you know, $300 may not seem like a lot, but compound interest is how you use your money to make you money. And that's how you get rich. And that's what we're going to teach you at the Affiliate Empire. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys have an awesome day.